Hey friends!
How's it going?
Today we're sharing Taylor and Bradley's wedding that we just shot here in Richmond at the John Marshall Ballrooms in downtown Richmond. I already said that.
Yeah.
It was Richmond.
It was Richmond.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
Taylor and Bradley, they got married at a church, St. Edward's Church, I believe, that's not too far away, and they had the reception at the John Marshall, and if this seems familiar, it is because we did a church wedding last weekend that had a church ceremony and John Marshall reception. So we were actually in a different ballroom this time, though.
That's true.
And I like both ballrooms,
yeah,
but for very different reasons.
I completely agree with you.
The, like, big, massive ballroom with the chandelier. It's gorgeous.
Well, they both have
chandeliers. Right.
The big one is cool because it's, like, it's very grand. Mm-hmm. It has the second
staircase floor. Yeah.
So you can kind of, yeah, it has, like, a fun way to, entrance. Mm-hmm. So it is really fun. That's where we were last weekend. Mm-hmm. But this, or the weekend before. This past weekend with Taylor and Bradley, we were in the smaller ballroom. Mm-hmm. Where we've been for wedding ceremonies and portraits and that kind of thing at the John Marshall, but haven't had a reception there. Did it this weekend, and it was great. I love this room.
Yeah, it's especially when you're getting into later, or I guess not necessarily later fall, but when you get still some daylight that comes into the window during their reception.
Yeah, there's big windows.
There are big windows on that front side, so just getting a little extra light in there is obviously always something that we're going to love. And something about it, maybe because Taylor and Bradley really packed people in there.
Yeah, they did.
But there was, like, it felt, like, massive, you know?
And
it felt like there were so many people there, and the dance floor was kind of on the smaller side.
Yeah.
So people were, like,
it was like
you know,
party.
Bumping and grinding.
It was
you know?
A party.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of hard to get dancing shots because you were just, like, so in it.
Smushed in between the DJ table and the lights.
Which, by the way, pro tip for wedding guests. Mm-hmm. If you just want to, like, help the photographer out and get some cute pictures of yourself and, like, your boyfriend or your husband dancing, your friends and you dancing. Like, when you see a photographer around, just, like, do your best to not turn your back into the middle of the dance floor. Like, turn towards the photographer for, like, a fun shot.
Yeah.
I saw a reel yesterday, I don't know, of some, I'm going to post it, because it was just, like, so, I was just, like, the entire reel. I was like, yes, yes, that! Like, get with your friends, be goofy, face the photographer for, like, a fun picture, dance towards us for just a second, and then we'll leave you alone.
Yeah. I actually think a lot of people did that at this reception.
They
either had already seen the reel or just knew what to do already. But they had some good dancers. There was that one guy who's actually part of the bridal party.
Oh my God, love this guy.
Who can break dance and do the robot and actually do both of those things properly.
He was just one of those people. The robot, I didn't see
You didn't see him do the robot? He started with the robot. It's really cool.
I believe
I was like, how do you stop so
He
aggressive?
Was just one of these people who was like just radiating joy and just excitement the entire day.
Agreed.
I actually went up to him and I was like, how do you feel about being like a groomsman for hire?
Yeah,
and
that's
just,
right.
Like, take you around with me to all the weddings. They do bridesmaids for hire, you know. And I just he's just like seems like a great hype man.
Yeah, agreed.
He was so fun the whole day.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we did all of our portraits actually at St. Edward's at the church. We were originally going to try to do the Capitol building, like we were the weekend prior.
Yeah.
But this reason, for time constraints, we decided to just go ahead and do them all at the church, which initially I was a little bit worried about. But our good friend Brandon Mitchell, who was the videographer, while we were doing family portraits inside, went outside and kind of scouted out a location that was just across the street for us to be able to go and do all of the bridal party and all of the bride and groom portraits, and it ended up being great. So thank you, Brandon.
Yes, thanks, Brandon.
Their bridal party was so fun. It was a big group, so we were able to have some space and have a good time with them.
Right, yeah.
And then they hopped on the party bus, which, again, is always a good idea to
Correct.
Have that if you're in multiple locations. Like, don't do a limo.
Yeah.
Do a party bus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a limo. It's like Richmond limousine, but it's a massive bus.
It's a bus.
Yeah.
The bus is just more
and
fun. And
bring a couple coolers. These guys had, I think, two or three. Like, they had one of those really big Yetis that takes, like, two people to carry.
Yeah.
And then a couple smaller ones as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. party bus.
You did portraits of Bradley on his Yeti.
I did. Yeah, I did a couple getting ready shots with him sitting on his floor.
I didn't know that until I went through the picture.
This cooler was really awesome. It had like all these stickers from the place he'd been and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I picked one.
Yeah.
It's in the plot. Go look. Anyways, I just thought that was really fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, party bus makes a good time for all the bridal party. And what was fun was because the bridal party had to kind of wait around for the bride and groom to finish to get onto the bus while we were doing portraits, they could all go on, drink out of the coolers, hang out, have a good time while we were doing portraits.
And, didn't feel
and
like
it wasn't like they were just like sitting there waiting. Yeah. They got the party started.
They did. Yeah.
And then as the bridal party all went into John Marshall, once we got back, we grabbed Taylor and Bradley quickly to be able to go to the parking garage across the street to take some portraits with that John Marshall sign we did the week prior, which I love that we have time to do that. It sounds stupid, like we took them to a parking garage for portraits, but I actually love shooting on the parking garage.
Right.
It just this light
is perfect.
That it's great light, protected from the buildings from any harsh light. The concrete makes for just like a beautiful natural reflector, and it's just like really fun having the city and sort of like this different environment rather than like the park that we were at before.
And you can turn to different angles too, because there are some other fun like architectural buildings that are standing up on each side. So it's not like your shot is, oh, the John Marshall behind you, and you're walking. It's also other things. You know?
And they also grabbed, they had these giant Mr. and Mrs. balloons from the rehearsal dinner. And Taylor was like, you think we could use those? I'm like, definitely. Yeah. So we just shoved those in our car and brought those up, which I thought actually turned out really fun.
Yeah. And so we actually, we referred to Taylor and Bradley from Caitlin and Matt, who were past clients of ours from last year, who were also in the bridal party. So we got plenty of shots of them. They took some photos of us at some point, I believe. They had one of those guest books where you take the instant shots. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And Matt went around like the entire reception with it, which was really cute. I always think that those are fun. I feel like sometimes people at weddings are like, oh, sorry, I want to take a Polaroid, but like I don't want to get in your way. I think they're so fun.
Yeah.
Like never think that you're like stepping over the photographer for wanting to take a Polaroid or a phone picture. Like I'm all about it. Yeah. Just maybe put them away for like the special moments of like the ceremony and, you know, first dancing kind of thing, and just enjoy that moment. Yeah. But if you want like a picture of your friends with your phone, like sure, hand it to me. I'll take it.
Yeah. And I think with those Polaroid cameras, the key is to have more film than you think you need.
Yeah.
Because.
And I loved that they had several cameras.
Yeah. They had several cameras and a lot of film.
Yeah.
I know it's like, it can be pretty pricey to buy all that stuff, but we've been at receptions before where after the first hour, there's like none left because some person used my entire roll taking rent.
Like
know?
Matt. Like but Matt. No, I think those were really cute. Sorry, Matt.
Matt knows what he's doing, so Matt gets a pass.
I'm joking, but I agree with you, like by a ton.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a awesome party, great night there. Her grandparents were adorable. The first dance with her dad, I was like crying.
I think everybody was crying.
It was so sweet. The good toasts from his brother was so cute.
And they were like less than 2 minutes. Again,
short
crucial,
toasts.
Crucial.
Yeah, short, funny,
he
quick.
Actually pulled out a piece of paper, or like a couple of pieces of paper,
it was like seven
and said,
pages.
Okay, so, and then ripped it. He's like, no, just kidding.
And then they had Krispy Kreme donuts as their favor, slash late night snack, which was awesome.
We took
and
a
then,
box of those.
Yeah, we did. And then we left, instead of doing a sparkler exit, they did like a pom-pom exit inside, which I think turned out really fun.
Yeah.
As like a alternative exit. So anyways, enjoy a ton of our many favorites. We love you too.
Congrats, you guys.